Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Mike Snyder, I'd like to welcome you to the Saint Germain Radio Show. Normally, we have the Saint Germain Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio every second Tuesday of the month. However, due to the current global circumstances over the past couple months, we've been guided to hold it here on a couple different Saturday nights, basically help replace in-person monthly events we'd normally hold out at Brigitte Center in New Jersey. So going forward, please stay on Facebook messages. Where these Saturday night video shows are often provided by some of an actual schedule, kind of more up in the air, but we found that the radio show has been a tool to continue doing work at the Black Festival that we normally hold. And we do the whole ceremony with the crystals and the water. Obviously, that can't be done in person this year, so we will be doing that tonight on the radio show. But if you don't receive Brigitte's monthly newsletter, which would have the information for the radio shows and all the events that we do offer, you can always go to her website, lightbridge101.com, to sign up for her email list. And speaking about Brigitte, to find out more about her services, her classes and healing and channeling sessions, again, that normally are held out of her center in New Jersey, some of it might be virtual over Zoom in the future. Like I said, and you can go to her website for that information, lightbridge101.com. To find out more about me, Mike Snyder, please visit my website, MikeSnyderCC.com, and you can find samples of my music, CD downloads, private session, and there's many meditation class recordings that Brigitte and I have held live at her center over the years. You can find recordings of that on there also. To hear the replay of this show and any of our other past shows, as always, you can visit our website, which is SpiritualConnectionsRadio.com. There's a link on there that takes you right to our Blog Talk Radio page, and you can see all the things to listen to there. So at this time, I'm going to bring in Brigitte. Can you hear me, Brigitte?
Sorry about that. Apparently, I am muted. I had no idea I was. Thankfully, I have Mike who watches over me and makes sure that I correct everything that I do. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Technical problems. I wish Saint Germain would have said something. Here I'm talking to myself and I don't even realize it. So that's a good start to our VSAC Festival. We are gathering here at the VSAC Festival with all of you a very special time, a highly celebrated day in the eyes of the hierarchy of life. There are three very important holidays that the hierarchy of life is celebrating. The very first one being at the full moon around Easter, which is known as the Festival of the Christ, which is all about love, love for self, compassion for self, and love for the world. And then that is being followed by the Vesak Festival, which is always on the first full moon in Taurus, in the zodiac sign of Taurus, where Buddha descends into the Vesak Valley to usher a new frequency here on Earth, a frequency of illumination, a frequency of enlightenment to help in the ascension process here on Earth, to bring through a higher truth here on Earth needed for humanity to make some new choices that then define a new path for our future. And the third festival that follows that one is the Festival of Humanity at the full moon that follows the full moon of the Vesak Festival, where it is all about invoking the will of the divine, of God, of Source, of Creator, of the Great Spirit, of all that is, to bring it through and out into the world. So focus on this radio show this time is the Vesak Festival, and I'm so grateful for all of you who are connecting, who are listening in, who are choosing to spread the light into the world, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to the recording. And as I said before to myself, but now that I'm unmuted, it is a little bit unusual. Before, I always spent time in my light center to prepare a table that I put a Buddha statue on top with crystals and candles and especially preparing for that Vesak festival that always was very much seeked out. And now we are doing this over the internet. But isn't it amazing how spirit has a way to reach into everyone's homes regardless, not really taking into consideration this isolation or social distancing. Spirit doesn't know social distancing. Spirit touches us at the depth of ourselves. And we are reminded in those times of contraction that we are all experiencing through this coronavirus that has affected us worldwide, that out of contraction a new light is born. And it becomes especially relevant at a time like the Vesak Festival, where it is all about illumination, where it is all about bringing a higher truth, a higher light into your heart, into yourself, into your world, whatever your world is, that we find ourselves having an opportunity to redirect our path. You've heard so many talk about the virus being a reset button. And the descent of Buddha into the Vesak Valley in the Himalayan also is a time of renewal, a reset button, bringing in a new frequency, a new direction. And so I invite you to use tonight and use this time around the full moon. We are still in the influence of the full moon that was on the 7th, to really use that time of sitting in silence and ask yourself which way, which direction do you really want to move forward in and why. Are you doing this because you're told to do it, you were educated to do it, society is telling you to do it? Are you doing what the path you're stepping on because it's really speaking to your passion, to your soul, to your deep desire of being in alignment with all that is? And so this is a time of introspection, similar to the winter solstice when we celebrate the birth of a new light at the shortest day and the longest night. Similar to that, this is a time of introspection, of going within. And it reminds us, for those who study Kabbalah or who study any of the old mysteries, that the divine feminine is very much about that. The divine goddess energy is very much about that willingness to take in spirit, to take in that seed of light and to sit with that so that it can grow and it can grow within you and become stronger before you give it out into the world. And so this is an activation of the divine feminine within all of us, men and women alike. It is the part of us that right now needs to be receptive and listen instead of being active and out there, to listen, to allow the ideas, the divine inspiration to grow and mature, and to be willing to not go back into the past. This situation, this global situation has some track. The timelines that we've lived up to this point, in a way, have been ended. This is a big ending and new beginning time. So how would you like this new beginning to look like for you? And Buddha is here to assist you in this process. So are many of the masters and the angels alike. And when we travel to the Vesak Valley, it is really about deciding what kind of service do you want to offer in the world, in the sense of, is this really something that you're doing only because you think you should or you must? Maybe something you think that if you don't do it, you're not going to make it out of your earth life into the higher realm. So is this something that you really enjoy and love doing? And it can be as beautiful as creating a wonderful garden, or working with plants and flowers, or working with the animals, or working with children, whatever it is, painting, drawing, dancing, whatever it is that you're passionate about. The moment you're doing what you're truly passionate about, you bring so much light into the world, and that's really what it's about. That's what's needed, light in the world, love in the world, compassion in the world. And I'm not telling you anything new. You all know that already. I'm just reinforcing that, what you already know, to be true within yourself. I am only your mirror. I'm only there to remind you that you are on the right track and that these are momentous times of change, and to not be afraid of change, but to welcome it as an opportunity to learn more about your own divinity and to manifest your own divinity on earth. So Mike and I, we have decided to do this Vesak Festival now via internet, via the usual Saint Germain radio show. And we are going to be going right to it in a similar manner, I would say. Right, Mike? We are going to play a piece of music first. Would say the heart activation would be a beautiful piece. Don't you think that might be a good piece to start with?
The third ray heart activation? Sure.
Yes. And then after that, Saint Germain will come through and will take all of you on a journey into the Vesak Valley. And he will talk to you directly, probably too, about a few things that he wants to share. And then you're taken into the Vesak Valley to experience the ushering of these new frequencies. Also know that these frequencies will not only enter you, but they will enter all the crystals, all the water that you have in your house at this time. So just be aware that some of us have lots of water at home out of fear that we are suddenly stuck of not being able to go to the store. So just know that this water is going to be blessed by Buddha. And so when you drink it from this moment on, it will be holding the frequency that is given to us through the Vesak Festival. And the same with your crystals. All your crystals at home are going to breathe in this beautiful frequency, also as a way to rejuvenate, also as a way to for their own renewal. So just know that that will happen. Mike, anything you want to share at this point?
This is a real important meditation to do tonight and to participate in the Vesak Festival. There's just so much about this time in the world that's really allowing us or really promoting for us to go within more and staying at home more and not going out to gatherings and stuff. And so I hope this show tonight and, you know, the recording that anybody can access later on will be available to everybody, especially at the time to have more inner reflection.
Fantastic. All right, so sit in a comfortable position, open your hands up. This is about receiving. Close your eyes, let go of all the stress, just breathe in and breathe out, and make this a time of renewal for you, a time of rejuvenation. And as we are going to play the first piece of music, just let it really fill you up and open up to that what is to come. All right, enjoy. Greetings. my beloved friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of accelerated awakening, accelerated transformation, accelerated awakening to a higher consciousness. And so this time of the VSAC reinforces the awakening to a higher consciousness that all of you are experiencing. Do not let the outer take away from the sacredness of what has been happening and is happening to you at this time. This is a beautiful transformation you're going through. For you to step across the threshold to a new level of consciousness, everything has to fall away for a moment. And yes, of course, your human self will bring up fear. And there will be moments where your human mind wants to control the path you're on. And there will be moments where you will reach back, wanting to reinforce and bring back the past into the present. But my dear friends, you can't. This is not a time to repeat the past, nor can the past be repeated. This is a time to align yourself fully with your soul, with your divine I Am presence, with spirit, and to just allow everything to unfold naturally. There is such a sacredness. Cannot reinforce this enough. When you see how many have spoken, how many are putting themselves out there, but it's not even about that. It's about you. It's about your heart. It's about your divine essence. It's about your willingness to go into silence and to balance spirit and human and to balance the feminine with the masculine. And that is for men and women alike. 2020 is not about a virus. 2020 is about balance. It is also the time, the mark of a new phase in humanity's life. Think about 2 + 2 = 4. Think about the equal armed cross that I so often use. The 4 elements. And at the heart, spirit holding everything in balance. So it is about you to focus this in your heart, within that divine light that is at your center, and let it help you to rebalance yourself. Think about how often you've chosen to be active, to do something, to voice something, to be in movement. That is coming from your masculine side. Again, for both men and women alike. It is the masculine side that wants to expand and wants to reach out, wants the voice to be heard, wants to go out there to bring about change. Now, to give birth to another consciousness level, a consciousness that is needed to bring about the manifestation of the new golden age, of a time of peace, of a time of harmony. What is needed is your willingness to stop being in action and to slow down and to be receptive, to become the Holy Grail that allows spirit to fill you up from moment to moment, to step into your feminine goddess role, men and women alike. It is about so much more than the concept of feminine and masculine is in the human mind. It's the attribute, the god and goddess energy. It is through that receptivity, through the willingness to not participate, but to step back and to observe and to allow everything to unfold until Spirit gives you the signal to step into action, and only to step into action because you can feel Spirit nudging you to take the next step. The willingness to have trust and faith, to wait, to be patient, to surrender to the moment until it is time to take the next step is crucial right now. It is crucial to regain balance, to become the equal armed cross, the Spirit at your center holding you up and giving you direction. And so we celebrate the Festival of Vesak specifically for that illumination that Buddha is bringing to us in the Vesak Valley, to let it fill us up, strengthen the light within us, so that we can feel our alignment, we can feel our connection to a greater purpose, to a greater cause, to a greater light, to a greater love, to a greater will. So we can feel that and we can settle in that and stop seeking for one truth after another truth, but allow the truth to open up within us like a beautiful lotus flower. We see so many of you trying so hard to figure this out, to analyze it, to understand it, where it's coming from, what does it mean, where will it take humanity, is humanity going to be controlled, will there be a greater death rate? What if I told you that all those who chose to pass on, who chose to transition, are being blessed beyond measures because they are now in the higher realm, assisting those of you who are left behind to also shift in consciousness. Their body has completed their cycle, and they've left their physical self behind to liberate themselves, to be in a very different place, to now start their new journey into a new form of existence. But you who are among the living, you too are now stepping on a new journey. But let that come to you at the appropriate time. Do not force the journey. Allow the path to be shown to you. This is not a time to jump into the bus or onto the train or onto the airplane and to find new horizons. This is the time to settle, to create new set of roots, connecting yourself to Gaia. And from this place of empowerment, will everything unfold for you. So that being said, allow yourself now in the sitting position, wherever you are, to take a few deep breaths, and with every out-breath, go deeper within your own inner self. And while you're sitting, using the in-breath and out-breath to go deeper within your own inner self, there are now plenty of angels descending from the higher realms into your room, into the place where you are right now, and they are present to purify your body, purify your physical body, your emotional, mental, and spiritual body, to fluffen up your wings, and to give you a little bit of a makeover before you go on to the journey into the Vesak Valley. You've been affected by what is going on in the world. And that is normal. That is to be expected. We are all here to help you, to support you through this process. You're not alone. And so feel yourself release the tension, the pressure, the worries, the fears. Most of them aren't even yours. And just breathe them out for a moment. Allow your body to relax, your muscles, your nerves. You've been holding up well, but your body is exhausted. It's like holding your hand in a fist for a long time, even though you're not even conscious that you did this, but you've held yourself in this tightened spot to protect yourself from the outer, to make sure that you're safe and that you're doing the right thing at the right moment. And yet all is asked of you is to let go of that tightened self and to surrender to your divine self, to surrender to that greater part in you that will never ever let anything happen to you that shall hurt your spiritual growth process. So trust and faith and let yourself now open up and relax. For this moment, you don't have to fight. Do not even have to be strong. You can let yourself be weak if necessary, but you will find that even within that weakness is tremendous strength and beauty. Because it's only your judgment of your condition that makes you think of yourself as weak. But it's not weak to be vulnerable. The truth is it takes a lot more strength and courage to allow yourself to be vulnerable. So let yourself be vulnerable. Let yourself be nurtured. Because you can allow yourself to admit that you need nurturing right now, that your body needs nurturing right now. You cannot carry the whole world on your shoulder. Every human being is responsible for their own path, for their own life. You can set an example, and I've said that many times to you, but someone else has to make their own choices. You can only choose for yourself. So now, also present, and I'm very grateful for his presence, is Archangel Metatron, who has also been descending, bringing with him the Merkaba vehicle of sacred geometry. But before he guides you into this Merkaba sacred geometry sphere of light, he's right now standing right in front of you. Feel the presence of this mighty Archangel Metatron right in front of you. And he's drawn onto your forehead sacred geometry to activate your third eye, to be more receptive to the light transmission you shall receive in the V-Sec Valley. Equally, he's touching your heart and he's drawing sacred geometry energetically onto your heart, so that your heart is open to receive this ease and this joy. This is not, in this moment, it is not about giving, but it is about receiving. And now, mighty Archangel Metatron also kneeling at your feet, putting sacred geometry onto your feet, to strengthen your connection to Gaia, for your willingness to walk the earth at this time of great transformation and awakening, for your willingness to be a redeemer, to be heaven on earth, heaven on earth, to be the bridge of love and light that shows others how to reach into higher consciousness. Being done, he's now guiding you into this rainbow-colored, opalescent-colored sphere of spinning sacred geometry that you can step into now. Not your physical self, of course, but it is your light body that is stepping away from your physical body into this sphere. And Archangel Metatron is stepping into it with you as it begins to lift up out of the room, out of the community that you've been in, further and further up, until you can see the full scope of Earth, the beautiful blue jewel. And for a moment, Archangel Metatron just wants you to hover far up in space, looking at Earth. This is where you've chosen to come to. You've not been forced, chosen to come to Earth out of love and feel that heart-to-heart connection now between you and Gaia. There is a deep, deep feeling that is stirring within you. A love beyond any love you've allowed yourself maybe to even ever fear, but some of you already felt it before. It is the divine love that knows no conditions. It is the divine love that knows no judgment. It just knows the rightness of this connection. And in this moment, allow yourself to feel the rightness of you being on Earth. There's purpose in you being part of Gaia at this time of awakening. And the purpose is not hardship. The purpose is not for you to struggle. On the contrary, the purpose is for you to learn and to remember what it means to be a co-creator and what it means to bring peace and love and abundance into every aspect of your life. You have that ability, and there's no reason why you can't. So now Archangel Metatron, through some symbols and activations, has activated a gate that allows you, as you travel through, to move back in Earth time to a time just before the full moon in the Himalayan. And you can feel the sphere, the Merkaba vehicle, slowly descending further and further down towards the beautiful Himalayan mountains, the purity of air, the purity of the white snow in the mountains touches something within you, as it so much symbolizes clarity and illumination. And so you can feel yourself being drawn by a magnetic pull that is coming from the Himalayan. You can feel a pulsation coming from a point that's in the Himalayan mountains, a call that is sent out to all those who are willing to hear it, a call of those who've walked the path of enlightenment before you that want you to be present, want you to participate in this ancient ritual of receiving annually a new light frequency to be anchored on Earth. So as you get closer and closer, you see this valley that is known as the Visak Valley, surrounded by mountains, very secluded, very hard to get to, and yet it is filled with masters and angels and disciples, devotees who are willing to receive the new frequencies of illumination from Buddha. And so you too are lowered onto the ground, and there's an opening in your Merkaba vehicle allowing you to step out now and to walk among those many masters, angels, and saints. Some of you you recognize, some of the gurus that are there might be new to you, but there's an overwhelming feeling of peace and harmony and acceptance. You're being accepted. You're not being looked at as a newbie or not developed enough or not far enough on your evolutionary path of awakening to be there. On the contrary, you're being welcomed. Welcomed in the circle of love. And you notice that everybody is starting to taking position now. And there are different sacred symbols that are created simply by clusters of masters and gurus and saints and angels alike. Everyone holding up a torch as a symbol of illumination. And you too find yourself in one of those groups creating the six-pointed star, not just the Star of Solomon, but you are part of an eight-pointed star. 8 points. Eight is significant. As above, so below. As within, so outside of yourself. And as you find yourself as part of the sacred symbol, you're being moved into the center of this eight-pointed star that is created by the masters, gurus, saints alike. And you can feel the power, everyone focusing on you right this moment. It touches you deepest in yourself, and you can feel layers and layers of unnecessary self-judgment and limiting consciousness falling away until all that is left is the purity of your divine self that you are. There's an innocence now about you, a detachment, an openness, a willingness to just be receptive to what is to come. While there are the torches up, you can see that it has gotten even darker in the sky, and there are brilliant stars in the heavens. And you can feel the connection between you and the stars, and a deep knowing that you came from the stars. You are a star being. You are a star born. You're not separate from the stars. The stars are also within you. And the moment you recognize that you also have that connection to the stars, you begin to notice that hovering in the air are many different, so we lovingly call them starships, everyone ready and prepared to assist and what is to come next. And many of the masters are now beginning to tone the sacred names of God. And you find yourself beginning to tone as well. You're not even sure what it is that you're toning, but you can feel how the frequency is being wrapped up simply by toning the sacred names of God. Each group is toning a different sacred name, and yet together it sounds like the most beautiful melody that is being created. The power of the voice, the power of sound. And you know that among those who are with you, they are also very galactic masters that are with you. Earth is no longer just about Earth. Earth is getting ready to open up to its galactic heritage more than ever before, recognizing that there are so many more out there, that there's such a family of love out in the galaxy supporting the evolutionary process here on Earth. And so you remember your own heritage, yet once again, as you can hear the sound, Ahay, Esher, Ahay. Ahay, Esher, Ahay. Ahay, Esher, Ahay. The knowing of I am resonates in every cell of your body. I am that. It's a recognition that you are as much galactic as you are human. You're as much angelic as you're part master. You're as much divine as you're human. And you can feel your consciousness expanding into truly all oneness consciousness. You feel no longer separate from anybody or anything. You can feel that everyone present is becoming one consciousness, one heart, one heartbeat, one language, one soul, one divine self. And suddenly, everything opens up in front of you, and you see at the center of the Vesak Valley a tremendously large crystal that has been put there. And on top of this crystal is a crystal ball that is filled with the fluid that you know to be water. And standing right in front of this crystal are three masters. They are more than that. They're representative of something so much greater. One is the representative of the first sacred flame, the flame of divine power, the divine power that allows for spirit to come down and fill up the hearts of everyone. The second one is a representative of the second divine flame, sacred flame, the flame of illumination. He's also known as the world teacher, because it is time for the world to receive a higher truth that is much more in alignment with love and with oneness than it is about separation and division. It's time to let that fear of diversity stop you from becoming who you're meant to be. Diversity makes the universe the most beautiful place to live in. Diversity is what allows God, through the great spirit of all that is, to experience itself in all its facets. Diversity is what is needed. And yet in the diversity is always the divine seed, is always the oneness, the heart of one, the mind of one, the consciousness of one. The third master is connected to the third sacred flame of love. And so you see how the number three is always significant. Power, illumination, and love, the core essence of the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, but the core essence of creation in all its forms and ways. There's death and destruction, but then there's also birth and new beginnings. And then there's the third aspect of maintenance. And so it is in everything, the power of three. And so now those three illuminated masters are beginning an ancient hymn, touches you deep within yourself. And as they are toning this ancient hymn, singing with the most beautiful voices, tones that you didn't even think possible, from the higher realms, you can see in the distance a beautiful beautiful full moon rising up on the northeast side of the valley. Beautiful and full, illuminating the whole valley. And as the moon, such a symbol of the divine feminine, rises up, stepping to these three masters are now three feminine masters as well. One feminine master representing the ray of power. It is goddess Isis herself, known from the times of Egypt, with her beautiful wings and her full glory. The power of transformation in her and through her. She's stepping now to the master who's already present. Then Kuan Yin is the one who's stepping forward to represent the flame of illumination. And of course, no other than Mary herself is stepping forward as a symbol of pure love, the love needed to give birth to a new consciousness here on Earth. That is what 2020 is all about, the balance between the masculine and the feminine. It is time now for the feminine to step up and to be part of all ceremonies in the consciousness of humanity. And so, in the distance, there's a tiny speck that is covering the full moon that is becoming bigger and bigger, more radiant and radiant. And it is Buddha now himself that is descending and hovering right above the crystal ball in the center of the Visakha Valley. And at this time, Buddha looks at everyone in the valley. That might seem impossible, and yet everyone, every single one, feels the eyes of Buddha on them. And there's such a deep love and such a compassion, such a gentleness and kindness in his eyes. Because the next phase of humanity is not about harshness. It is about developing your kindness and your gentleness, your love and compassion in the midst of adversity. So he reaches out from his position. And even so, it might not seem possible, but in a way, he reaches out and he touches every single one in a unique way, touching everyone's heart, touching everyone's mind. And you can feel the sacredness of this connection. Because Buddha is touching over the evolutionary process on Earth now for a while. And his deep love infuses every aspect of Gaia, the very nature of what Gaia is all about. The trees, the mountains, the rivers, the oceans, all are touched by the love of Buddha. And so are you. And this is now time where he's hovering and touching you, that it's time for you to make a decision of how you choose to be of service to Gaia in your own unique way in the days to come. This is a very sacred moment, a sacred connection, a sacred union between you and Buddha, as he not only hovers over that crystal ball, but is in connection with you. And while you do this, we are going to play a piece of music to give you that time to make your choice how you choose to be of service in the year to come. And Buddha will seal this into you. And for that, we are going to play Sweet Surrender, as this is the time to surrender to something greater than you, to allow the divinity to flow into you and out of you to the world. Make this commitment of service now in connection with Bunda, who will then seal it into you.
Thank you.
And now Buddha is sealing this commitment into you, into everyone present. This was very important to Buddha, so he made it a priority. And now he's beginning to open himself up, to bring in now the new frequency that is needed on earth through him, from spirit through him, and out of him into the water, but also not only into the water, but to those three masculine, those three feminine master god goddesses, infusing them now with this new frequency, and from those three, just in those three divine feminine masters, does the frequency go out to everyone present within the VSAC Valley. And so I want you to simply allow yourself now the frequency download that Buddha is offering to the world through you as a bridge. Simply allow yourself to receive that in the knowing that from this point on, not only will you anchor this frequency into every aspect of your own life, but with every word you speak, with every touch, with every step, do you bring and carry forward this frequency into the world. Just know this to be true. And for this transmission of the frequency, you're just going to play a small piece, a fifth ray piece. Point, everyone in the valley is turning around, looking out away from the center where Buddha is to the rest of the world, and in unity, together, everyone is now saying the great invocation, and not just saying it, but feeling the truth of the word. And so we will do it together. If you remember, it's fine. If not, simply listen to the words and let them resonate within you for the power that they hold and for the healing they bring out into the world. From the point of light in the mind of God, that light stream forth into the minds of mankind, let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of mankind. Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the will of mankind. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of man, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. that love and light and power adore their plan on earth. And feel the frequencies that you receive from Buddha being sent out in waves to humanity at this time, to humanity that is going through such a challenging time with the global health crisis that is forcing a reset button on everyone, because it's time for a shift. It is time for a change in pace. It is time for a change in consciousness. And so while you're sending these frequency of illumination out into the world, just like a tranquil whisper touching everyone's heart, we will play some more music for this to take place. Tranquil whispers. No, this is Buddha has completed his annual service, and he slowly rises up, and further up, but he's smiling at everyone, and even giving everyone a little wink with his eye of encouragement. Life does not have to be so serious. And he's bowing at everyone while he's lifting up, raising himself up, ascending back into the higher realms until he becomes smaller and smaller and until he fully disappears in the distance. Time, the water is being handed out to everyone, the water with a high frequency, and you too are getting a cup of that water, and as you drink it, you can feel the life force that is strengthening and rejuvenating every cell of your body at this time. And again, as I said before, those frequencies also flow into the waters and crystals of your homes. So now that you've been blessed as well as that, what is in your home. Now, you can feel that it's time to go. See now that you can always spend more time intermingling with everybody else. You can say goodbye now to some of the masters that are very dear to you. But now that you can connect with them at any time, it doesn't have to be at the VSEC Valley. They are with you always. They're only one call away. Just ask them to be with you. As you slowly make your way back to the Merkaba vehicle that's been waiting for you. And Archangel Metatron is guiding you back inside. The sphere is lifting up out of the valley. And as you look back, you see many sitting around fires and celebrating the beauty of this event, and this evening, and this night, what it means, the power that it holds. As you slowly are being brought through the gates back into your timeline. And that fear is returning you back to where you left your physical body behind. Slowly descending to the earth. And you can once again feel this deep love that you have for Gaia. That you know that there's purpose for you to be here at this time. And rejoice in the knowing that this purpose is good. And that you shall be provided for at all times. As the sphere descends back into the place where you left your body behind, you can step out and merge back with your physical body. As Archangel Metatron touches your forehead, touches your heart, touches your feet one more time to feel the light within you, to feel everything that happens within you. And now he is stepping away. Now that a team of angels are going to support the integration of this new frequency into your physical body as they will help you to make it easier and more effortless for your body to hold these higher frequencies. Make sure you support your body in this process as well. As now Archangel Metatron and the vehicle lift up again and ascend at this time. This completes the journey to the VSEC Valley. Now that we are all with you, you know the significance of this time, but remember my words from the beginning. Just allow yourself to be in the observer mode. This is not a time of action. this time of inner reflection and introspection. Blessings to all of you, my dear friends and fellow light workers. I am with you always. My love is with you always. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for the Lisa Festival at the Saint Germain Radio Show. Sorry about the little misstep in the beginning of me having myself muted. Thank you, Mike, for saving my bacon. And, yeah, so allow yourself to integrate these new frequencies. You might have already felt it in the last few days. Your muscles, your nervous system, just drink lots of fluid, allow yourself to rest when you need to rest, and just support yourself through the process. Mike, anything you want to say?
Oh, just a really great show, really amazing meditation. Thank you.
Thank you, and stay tuned. The music was beautiful, so thank you, Mike. That was a big part of today's event. So thank you for the music that you always create and so willingly offer with the world. Very grateful for that. So if anybody has time to check out his website, there are a lot more great pieces there to listen to. And
yep. We hope to produce more new ones in the show coming forward.
Yes. So thank you very much. Love you all. And be safe out there. Take good care of yourself. And our hearts go out to all those of you who might have lost someone or got sick. Just know that those who moved into the higher realms probably are in a better place than we are right now. And but know that our love is going out to every single one of you. Blessings to you. And peace
out. Good night, everybody.
Good night.